it's Molly from Nova, and you're tuned in to The Grind.
How's it going? Chris Burnside here, and you've just loaded up volume 140 of The Grind PRC. Like your post-trick-or-treating loot, we've got a variety of musical sweets for you on the show today. Three interviews, two from the mailbox features, and some more music tossed into the mix. Right now, some brand new stuff from Precursor, Inside Your Mind. It's one of a few new Precursor tracks that we've got for you on the program, coming fresh off the mix from Rain City Recorders. We have three more songs from their brand new, yet to be named EP, that we will be spinning along with Stacey's interviews with the guys from her most recent trip to Vancouver. Also from Vancouver are the punk rock baseball club Isotopes. I briefly caught up with their lead vocalist Evan October over the phone last week as they were all in the van driving to a gig in Sacramento, California. And a little later in the show, we've got a chat with Molly McCracken from the three-piece Winnipeg alt-rock group Nova. Now, if you're like me, you're not making it to the fest this weekend in Gainesville, so let's not dwell on that at all. If you are going, good for you. I'm jealous. I am also jealous of the Aussies. Not only because there's a foot of snow on the ground outside my window right now as we chill into the winter, and they're getting ready for summer, but also because they seem to be getting a lot of good bands touring over there in the next little while. On the last show, we mentioned the 10-foot pole dates coming up in November, and the guys at Chop Dog Promotions are gearing up to have the dudes from Poor Habit ripping up stages across their country. Poor Habit will be playing their first album, Suit Aside, front to back on the 10-date tour. And I'm told if you're hitting up any of those shows, you'll be getting the new Poor Habit 3-track single, Punisher Mansion, along with your ticket purchase. Thinking of warmer weather, here's Poor Habit, Hellbent. off of their latest EP, Blood Diamond, everybody's favorite baseball punks, The Isotopes, with Operation Vamos.
Evan on the line from the band The Isotopes. You guys are from Canada or the States? What's the story behind that?
Well, we're out of Vancouver, BC, but currently we do have members that are from elsewhere too.
Okay, and you guys are one hell of a punk rock baseball club. That should be noted right off the top.
That's right, yeah.
You yourself have been playing baseball for like over 20 years?
Yeah, I have. I played baseball my whole life.
So you guys have a bunch of dates coming up. You're working your way down towards the fest in Gainesville on the 28th, and then up through Canada again with Off With Their Heads. Are you excited for that that whole stretch?
Yeah, it's going to be a real fun tour, and we're super happy to be on the road with those guys. It's lots of fun.
You guys have a new EP that came out earlier this year, Blood Diamond. Did you change anything up in terms of recording this album versus previous releases?
Oh, no, you know, we pretty much took the exact same approach that we did on previous records. We recorded with a different guy this time, but besides that, it was all exactly the same, and we were able to make the record that that we wanted to. I think it came out fairly, fairly close to how I was planning it to, and I think we're all happy with it, so.
That's the important thing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you gotta have a record that you like yourself, or else it's gonna be not fun.
Now, you guys have some roster changes for this tour. Do you want to get into the details on that?
Yeah, sure. I guess our first record came out in 2006, and since then we've had a revolving door of guys who've come in and played. And I think we're on to about 17, I think we're on our 17th different a guy in this band. And so we got on the road with us right now. We got Rookie Rochelle. He flew in from Long Beach, New York to do the tour with us on guitar. And we got Vlad Zach from Vancouver, and he's on bass for us now. And the way it works is we just need a guitarist and a bassist for this tour. Our regular guy, Dallas Destrom, on guitar, he was not able to do the tour because he was getting married. And we had to release our bass player just a couple weeks before the tour started. So, and then we've always had a couple drummers playing with us. So Tony's on this tour, Tony Hassel, and it's a good lineup. I think we're pretty strong everywhere, and we've been able to come out and knock.
Good stuff.
The dirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Do you ever feel tired of being the band that sings about baseball all the time, or is that something that you're still going strong with that and you're still enjoying that?
No, it's going strong. I mean, it just comes natural. It's all we know, and for this band, it's all we know and it's all we do, and it's just very natural process.
Good stuff, man. Well, is there anything else you want to get out to the Punk Radio Cast listeners before we wrap it up today?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, hope everyone comes to the shows, and especially across Canada. Those are going to be some great shows with off their heads, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Right on. Well, thank you very much. And if folks are looking to find you online, it's the isotopesprbc.blogspot.ca, right?
Yeah, just Google it and you'll find it.
Fucking right. Well, thanks for your time today, man.
Great. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right. Tour safe.
Yeah, thanks. See you later.
Cheers.
To the ball game. And in the midst of that chat, we heard Rule 21, all coming off of the Blood Diamond EP. Well, it turns out that the Isotopes won't be hitting the fest this year as planned either. On the way to their show at Gilman Street, they ran into some major league issues with their van, the Big Red Machine, which has been placed on the disabled list, and actually following a short time on Craigslist, has now parted ways with the club. With that unfortunate event, the band had to cancel the rest of their American gigs, but they will still be doing the dates across Canada with Off With Their Heads. Speaking of Off With Their Heads, Justin Francis, their drummer, fronts this next band up on the grind, Apocalypse Meow. They've just recently put out a split full-length with the DeMarcos, aggressive pop-punk from North Carolina. We've got a few songs from both bands off of that release coming right up. Mudhoney by Apocalypse Meow, followed by the DeMarcos.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy Work, Robots, that was the DeMarcos. Their split with Apocalypse Meow is out now in a limited edition 300 press colored vinyl with hand screen covers, which you can pick up at biggerboatrecords.com. He Died Doing What He Hated by the DeMarcos, coming right up after one more from Apocalypse Meow, I Sleep Well. We'll be right back.
Machines consume the feeling. Commodified existence. Our lungs inhale the toxins. We build the sleepless nights. We long for deeper scarring and pain and twisted eyes.
Drift to history books. Read in dead men's minds. Can't sleep at night. Everyone knows the time.
I heard the giant's heartbeat falter. 1,000 men were digging graves.
Make much sense. The world tried to forget. We paid each night.
I heard them singing praises. I heard the asking price. We sold our dreams for silver and traded all our rights. Our lungs inhale the toxins. We build the sleepless nights. We long for deeper scarring and pain and twisted eyes. I heard the giants on me. 1,000 men were digging graves.
And a new track there from Edmonton Sludge Punk's Rebuild Repair. That was Relics off of the band's new EP of the same name, which came out last month. These guys are gearing up for a little tour of Western Canada starting tomorrow, the 27th, at the Wonder Bar, Hof Brewhouse in Edmonton, working their way out to Vancouver, back through Calgary, Medicine Hat, and Saskatoon. If I can get my shit together, we'll be hearing from these guys on the next volume of The Grind, along with some more off of their EP. Besides mastering the Isotopes Blood Diamond EP, as well as recording, mixing, and mastering countless other releases, our buddy Stu McKillop likes to play in bands, lots of bands, with lots of friends. Composed of former members of Daggermouth, the Full Blast, All-State Champion, Cowboy and the Prizefighter, in Bear Country, Carpenter, and many others I just don't have the time to list, Precursor have just finished work on their new, yet-to-be-named EP. We here at the Grind PRC are stoked to spin some more of that for you today. These Years.
I lost it all, I just can't win. I've got steps to find out where I've been. Staring at stars, hanging up around in all the pain. I'm searching for the form of me. Round, woke up on the edge of town. I spit up blood
Steele for the Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and I am in actually sunny Vancouver tonight, and I just saw a brand new band called Precursor Play, and they are pretty fucking awesome. So tell us who's in the band, who is joining me this evening for our interview.
Hi, I'm Dan. I sing.
I'm Snowman. I play bass.
I'm Stu. I play guitar.
And I'm Andy. I play drums.
We call him Baby Louie.
Baby Louie.
Baby Louie.
He actually just got officially welcomed to the band because he wasn't 30, so he couldn't join. But now he's old enough and he's allowed in the band.
Plus. Welcome to the 30 plus. Club. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dad's 29.
So tell us a little bit about how you guys sort of came together as a collective and formed this band, because you all come from other bands in different genres in BC, so tell us about how this all started.
How did it start, Dan?
How did it start?
I didn't start it.
I called you.
You and Stu.
Basically, I hassled Stu for months to try to get back into playing guitar, because he decided that he was too good for guitar and decided to be hip-hop and just make hip-hop records. So I hassled Stu for months and months. He had a bunch of old songs or old riffs or anything, something like that, and just started working on them and decided to get together.
So you guys come from musical backgrounds throughout BC. How did you decide on the style of music that you were going to play? Yeah, how do you guys find that the elements that you played in your other previous and current projects play into Precursor?
Well, we have the best drummer in Canada.
Whoa, the fastest. I don't know, we just wanted to play music that we would listen to when we were like 16. So it was like, we're too old to play that style of music, but we were like, let's just get together every week and drink beer and jam and play the music that we loved listening to when we were kids. And now we just do it, but we're old.
Kissy.
Older.
Yeah, older.
Yes.
But it's great. It's super fun and people are into it and it's just, I don't know, it's just fun to like not let go of your youth and just play music that, I don't know, I still listen to music I listened to when I was 16, so it's not that surprising that I'm still playing it. Like, I know.
Speaking of which, you do play a cover that probably came out when we were probably around a little bit older than 16.
Yeah, we play a Nirvana cover, which is like,
I had someone say to me, what is that?
Really?
Yeah, tonight, a girl. I was like, you don't know?
Wow.
Like, no. I'm like, it's Nirvana. Oh,
that's really sad.
Yeah. She's probably, I don't know.
Right, 20 or 18 or something. Yeah.
I've known Andy for like, oh, like 8 years. We toured together years ago, and Andy used to live in Toronto, I used to live in Edmonton, so I mean, I've wanted to play in a band with Andy for years.
Yeah.
You know, and Stu and me used to play in another band, so I love playing with Stu. We got Dan in the fold, which
I always wanted
awesome
to play in a band with Stu, too, so.
No, you didn't. Stu's the cool guy.
Stu is the, like, glue that holds Precursor together.
Stu's the glue.
Stu also records it for free if you put it in the band. Yeah.
Stu records sound super good. Yeah.
Which is why we got Stu in the band.
Yeah.
Cast it all, I lost control of everything I've
come up with the name Precursor? Stuart can answer that.
Because we wanted to play music that preceded music today.
True. I don't know, it's just it was the only name we could agree on, and it was like...
It was seriously bottom of the barrel, but it was like... The
yeah, it was good. I felt like it was good because it was like sort of like relevant, and it was like, oh yeah, it would be like...
Zone. That was the
punk rock before like Simple Plan came out. You know?
You guys...
Blaine really wanted Crap Zone.
He really wanted it.
Like, he was
is that
like,
the middle name, like the middle child?
No, he wanted the name Crap Zone. Actually, all three of these guys wanted Crap Zone, and I was like, no. True or false? True or false?
True.
The oldest guy in the band was like, we're not being called Crap Zone.
Which is weird, because I'm the responsible one.
Yeah, right.
Snowman.
Perfect.
That's my name.
So we did all the recording at your studio, Rain City Studios, is that right?
Yeah, Rain City Recorders.
Tell us how long did it take for you guys to record everything?
We're still recording it.
You guys are finishing up though, right?
Yeah, we're like 3 days away. It'll be done on Wednesday.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what are your plans to release that to the world? Unleash it.
Ask Goldstock Records over there in the corner.
I think we'll be done on Wednesday, and then we're gonna press 10 inches, which will probably be like ready by Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So December 2012, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And what?
Do you have plans for a tour? Besides Vancouver and playing BC, are you guys planning on coming eastward?
Yeah, we just want to do... I mean, realistically, to be honest, we're all super busy and we all play in a lot of other bands, so yeah. It's probably going to be like a bit Weekend Warrior style, but... We definitely want to like go to Alberta, and we've actually been talking to bands in Toronto and Ontario about like doing fly-ins and like doing some Southern Ontario stuff. Because Andy and I are both from Oakville, Ontario.
Right, that's right.
Which is like
Ontario boys,
home of Grade and Full Blast, and
the White Oaks Wildcats.
White Oaks Wildcats, our high school team.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, went to the same high school, but many years apart. So yeah, we really want to go back and play like some of the places that we used to go see shows when we were kids.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's really good. For a new band, I think you guys were awesome this evening. I got the chance to see them live. And tell us anything else that you guys would like to add and what you're excited about with the future with Precursor and anything else.
It's just really fun to play in a band that it's not about like making money or just doing anything good. Like we get paid $100 for a show and we're all like, yes, like it really is like we're 16 again. It's like it has all the enthusiasm and all the sort of like, I don't know, just like there's no pretentiousness. It's just sort of like awesome. We got to play a show with like our friends' bands and it was fun and like people were here and it's just great to be about that, because like a lot of us have played in bands that were like doing bigger things and it was like kind of becomes a business and it becomes like
it's not as fun.
It's like,
it's not
oh, we have
anymore.
Yeah, you start to like worry about like how many people are here and like what's the turnout and how much money are we gonna make tonight?
Right.
And it's like with Precursor, it's like if we make $50 and get like 12 beers, then we're like, we made it. Like we're like, yes, which is great because all of us have done other stuff, and it's awesome that people who have like been in bands that have done more are like not concerned about all that bullshit. Like,
right. It's
just about playing and having fun.
Do you think I know that you're all in different bands or pursuing other things musically as well. Do you find that being in this band is almost like an outlet just to have a good time and have fun, but still take it a little seriously as musicians?
We've never had a sober practice, if that counts for anything.
I practiced sober last week.
I don't smoke weed, but I feel like every time I go to practice, I feel a bit wonky afterwards. I don't know. I think anytime you walk into Rain City Recorders, you feel a bit wonky afterwards.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you guys this evening. Is there anything else any of you as individuals want to ask?
All of this up as It's a Beautiful Life.
The end of the year for Precursor's upcoming release. We'll be in touch. This is Stacey Steele for PRC.
Can you see the sun from your front porch? It's all we've ever known. It's all you've ever known. Can you see the stars up in the sky? It's all we've ever known. it's all you've ever known. Can't see the sun from your front porch. It's all you've ever known. It's all you've ever known. Can't see the stars up in the sky. It's all we've ever known. It's all you've ever known. It's been the longest time that we've wasted. We wasted. Can't see the sun from your front porch. It's all we've ever known. It's all you've ever known. We ran around long summer days, but always passed those stupid games we played. Found ourselves on the dark side of town, where no one ever hears the sound. Lost but thrown.
Sunsets by Precursor. We also heard Fireworks in the midst of Stacy's chat with them. You can currently hear that track on the group's Bandcamp page. Just follow the links on this volume show page at thegrindprc.ca. Keeping up with the 6 Degrees of Stew, who also did mixing for this band's latest EP, Vancouver folk prog metal group Scythia released their For the Bear EP last month. It's a faster, heavier, and more to the point EP than their previous ones. A few of the tracks on the 7-song offering are remixed versions from prior releases, reworked to capture the mood and intensity of Scythia's current lineup. Here's a great example, originally found on their 2009 Of War release, and re-recorded and retweaked for the For the Bear EP, Fierce Riders of Scythia.
Weather in the land of Russia.
Riders of Scythia have recently returned home to Van City following a Canadian tour to support their For the Bear EP, having garnered new fans along the way. If you haven't seen this band live, do yourself a favor next time they hit the road and catch them in your town. A stout live set performed in full medieval costume. You can easily find yourself headbanging along to the dance of the oboe over the epic folk metal riffs. These guys are musical nerds and it shows. The title track from the EP, For the Bear.
Gets away, he will make us pay blood and blood.
Revenge of the Bear.
For is 1516, year of our Lord, when we set sail upon the sea to conquer the new world. Born a working kid, born to sweep the ale, my heart is full of life as the wind hits the sail. Never going back, I'm never going home. My fate lies on the ocean, wherever tales are born.
Last Scythia track on the grind today, that was Sailor's Accolade. And one last interview to wrap up the program, alt pop rock from Winnipeg, Nova, off of their debut full-length Midnight Midnight, Selkirk.
You're doing everything right. Yeah, you're innocent. You're up to your eyes with the shark's fins, and it's a strange sensation in and out of your head, but you're putting on a brave face for the neighborhood kids.
When this one
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? This is Chris with the Grind PRC on Punk Radio Cast.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. So, you got a few minutes to talk to me about Nova.
Sure do.
Fantastic. First off, congratulations on the brand new album. I've had an opportunity to listen through, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, great.
Now, can you give the listeners a little bit of a background on the band itself?
Well, yeah, we started 4 years ago, and Greg McPherson and Jackie Hoke were friends, and they wanted to do a project together, and Jackie wanted to learn how to play drums, so they started playing together, and they decided keyboards would go well, and I played the piano, but never actually played keyboards in a band, so they asked me to join them, and we started practicing together on a regular basis, and yeah, Greg had a bunch of songs that kind of fit with our style, and eventually it became logical to record them.
Right on. Now, I have to say, you guys have a sonically haunting style to your music, and just the Greg McPherson should be known to a lot of our listeners as a fantastic, one of Canada's current living great songwriters. So just to have that laid over with your sound as well is just a great album. I really enjoy it.
Oh, great.
The album came out on October 9th, and you did a midnight tour across the prairies, hitting Regina, Calgary, and Edmonton. How did those dates go?
Oh, they all went super well. Yeah, it was our first tour, so it was really exciting to play in new places to new people, and yeah, all the venues were wonderful, totally different places, and some of people who are fans of Greg's came out and got to see, you know, him in this other iteration, so yeah, it was really exciting to play in new places for us, because mostly we've played at home.
Yeah, now have you personally yourself toured a whole bunch in the past?
No.
So
that was the first time.
New experience for you all around then, hey?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Do you guys have shows planned as we get into winter across Canada at all, or are you just going to be kind of hunkering around home as winter is tough to travel in Canada?
Yeah, we're opening for Julie Dwara here in Winnipeg in November, and we don't have anything specifically planned, but yeah, you never know. It was a really good experience to go out west, and yeah, it's exciting to have a new record to share with people, and we've got lots of new songs that aren't recorded yet, so we really like playing those ones as well.
Good stuff. Now, can you tell me a little bit about Disintegration Records itself?
Yeah, well, Greg started that with Cam Lepke, who's a sound engineer, who's multi-talented, and I think in response to a need they saw locally to create a place for some really awesome bands to bring their music forward, and also Greg's music, his own CD, Disintegration Blues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice community of artists. They're very supportive of each other. And with Greg and Cam's leadership, it's really exciting to be involved with Disintegration.
Awesome. Now, you guys have a video for the third track off of your Midnight release. It's called Falling. Can you tell me a little bit about the recording process on that? It's very visually, it's eye-catching, and goes very well with the song.
You're talking about the one with the rides?
Yeah.
Well, we were involved in a fundraiser here for the the independent movie theater called Cinematech.
Okay.
And what they do is they pair filmmakers and bands. So we were paired with Danishka Esterhazy, who is a very talented filmmaker, and so that was her concept, actually. That's a ride, and I want to say it's in Berlin that she had footage for.
Okay.
And then she kind of slowed it down, and yeah, it is, it's haunting. It's kind of, you know, it looks like old communist.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Kind of with the angles of the steel of the structure, and yeah, that song is kind of song about, well, falling and not knowing, you know, if you're going to catch yourself. And so that structure of it falling and coming up, and you kind of have that feeling like you might spin out of control, I think is one of the tensions of falling. It's a bit controlled, but, you know, it could go out of control because mm-hmm. It's got a lot of tension in it as well. So, yeah, I think that's why I like that video with that song.
I mean, it's essentially a very simplistic subject of the video, but just all the different angles, and as you were saying, it slowed down, and I was looking at it, and I was like, that's got to be somewhere in Europe, because I'm not too familiar with Winnipeg, but I'm pretty sure they don't have anything like that set up at the Forks or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any plans for music videos for any of the other tracks off your album?
Well, we haven't landed on anything yet.
Okay.
We love to talk about our ideas, but yeah, we have to work on that.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a strong partnership with the Manitoba Film and Music Organization, something that could happen in the future is you've got a good roster of people that can make that happen.
Yeah, definitely. We've got some ideas, so we'll see.
Now, in terms of goals for the bands, what have you guys set out any specific goals or targets that you'd like to meet along the way, or just kind of taking it as it goes and just enjoying the ride of Nova itself?
Well, I think this has been our goal for the longest time, which was to finish the record and then release it and have our tour and have our CD release party in Winnipeg. So we need to now create a new goal. But yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of energy just getting to where we are right now and enjoying it. And we've been familiar with these songs for a while, but having them in other people's hands is a really wonderful experience to see people's impressions of what they are. And we do have some other songs, so we'll see, what next shape that takes. I'm not sure yet at this point.
Awesome. How was the? How did you notice the response from fans who came out to see you on those three dates?
Oh, I thought it went well. I mean, people kind of came because they're familiar with Greg in a lot of ways, and but I think we were well received. We've got some upbeat songs who were dancing in some places, which is what I like to see, and it was just really nice to be. Part of the Canadian music scene in Western Canada, beyond our own home province. And there's just such great music in Regina, Edmonton, and Calgary. So to meet other musicians that were there too and be a part of their shows was really exciting.
Awesome. Where can fans of Nova or future fans of Nova find you online?
We are on Facebook. If you look up, it's called a band called Nova. And then Disintegration Records has an artist profile for each of their artists, and we're on disintegrationrecords.ca. And then Manitoba Music has also an artist page for us. And then the album is up on the CBC Radio 3, so you can stream it off of there as well.
Awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to get out to the listeners today here on The Grind?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I think it's great that you're profiling our work, and we really, really appreciate it.
We love to support all artists in the Canadian music scene. We are on Punk Radio Cast, but we don't stick to just the punk genre. We deviate a lot, and when we find some talent that catches our ear, we're very pleased to support them and talk to them and find out what's going on. So it was really a pleasure to be able to talk to you today, Molly.
Great. Well, thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure to talk.
Sense of touch, heavy fog on the skyline.
closing down the show with Big City Couple. That's it. I'll catch you next week.